العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We continue issues on صلاة الجماعة or congregation prayer. Page 115, issue 293. Your qunut is mustahab by itself, and one is at a state of qiyam. But still, it's better to wait and then go. We say Allahu Akbar, because Allahu Akbar is dhikr, and dhikr has to be a time of stability. When you finish qunut and you say Allahu Akbar, you need to be stable, and then you go for ruku'ah. Issue 293, if the ma'mumin in the first row have not yet joined the prayer of the imam, but are ready and prepared to enter the prayer, then a person behind can join the imam, and the question of the first row being a barrier and the space being excessive between the second row and the imam are not problems. What happens in jama'at when people are standing in rows, if the jama'at is big, now if the first row, theoretically the first row should say Allahu Akbar and join the prayer, and then the second row will start their takbirat al-ihram to join the imam through the first row, and then the third row after the second, and in that way it will take a very long time till it reach the last row. So is it wajib to wait till all of them start the prayer and so that you have connection to the imam, or no? He said, because all are standing and they are ready and prepared for a prayer, so even if they have not started Allahu Akbar, if you are at the fifth or sixth row and you are far, but all are standing waiting to say Allahu Akbar, to say Allahu Akbar as takbirat al-ihram is okay, accepted. Though there is still barrier, and then all of them have not entered into prayer, have not started their prayer, so there is barrier or a distance between you and imam. But we say this is not regarded as a barrier or as a distance, because all are ready and prepared to pray jama'at with the imam. Issue 294, if some of the ma'mumin in the first row cannot see the imam because he is in the mihram, this is not a problem. According to some of the ulama, it is necessary that at least the first row of ma'mumin should be able to see the imam of the jama'at. I mean, if they look to him, they see him, not while praying, but if they look to the right or to the left, they can see the imam. But usually there is a half, and imam is inside the half. Then only those who are standing can see him, those who are sitting far, they cannot see. So the imam should come out of mihrab, so all the first row can see him. This is fatwa that ihtiyat was of Yahya Ayatullah Khoury. He said the first row, all of them should be able to see the imam. According to Ayatollah bin Barzani, saying if the imam is in mihrab and all the people in the first row cannot see the imam, it's okay, it's not a problem, not necessary. At least those who are behind him, they can see him, and the rest are joining the man with those who are to their right or to their left. Issue 295. If one forgetfully raises one's head from ruku' before the imam does, then in order to be following the imam, one must move to ruku' again. And if when one returns to ruku', the imam has lifted his head from ruku', then one's prayer is batil. You see, in jama'at prayer, if somebody thinks that imam has stand up from ruku' and he raises his head and he sees that the Imam is still in ruku'. Now what is his duty? You see, his duty is to go back to ruku'. This extra ruku' is not regarded as extra rukun which will invalidate the prayer. It is something like continuation of the ruku'. Though it is an extra, becomes extra ruku', but the prayer is right. Suppose the Imam was still in ruku', and when one returned, Imam was still in ruku'. But sometimes what happens, somebody raises his head and he sees the Imam is in ruku'. While he is going to ruku', Imam raises his head from ruku'. Now he should not reach ruku', he should stand up. If he reached the state of ruku', that becomes an extra ruku', not continuation to Imam, because Imam has raised his head. So here the prayer is batil. So if the Imam is still in ruku' in jama'at prayer, and if somebody by mistake raised his head from ruku' and he see the Imam is still in ruku', he had to go back to ruku' again, and his prayer is right. That is regarded something like continuation of the first ruku'. Though it is an extra ruku' here, but in jama'at is forgiven because one has to join jama'at, should not be away of jama'at. But if by chance, while he is going again to ruku', Imam has raised his head, so his prayer is batil because an extra ruku' has happened. And if in a sajda one raises one's head from the sajda before the Imam does so, and so as to be following the Imam, one returns one's head to the sajda, but it becomes clear that before one had replaced his head on the place of prostration, the Imam had raised his head, then one's prayer is sahih. Because one sajda is not rukun. Now what, that is why if he raised his head from sujood and he found Imam is still in sujood, he has to go back. But if by chance Imam has raised his head, and later on he discovered when he went to sajda, it was after Imam raised his head, his prayer is sahih because it's not an additional rukun. It is only one part added by mistake. And if intentionally one moves to sajda or ruku' before the Imam, it is not permissible to return to sitting or standing. And the prayer is sahih, but in not following the Imam, one has committed a sin. You see, in jama'at prayer, it is the wajib that the ma'mumin who are praying behind the Imam, in their actions, they should be after the Imam. They cannot do the actions before the Imam. Now, when the Imam should start first takbirat al-ihram, then the ma'mumin say takbirat al-ihram. Imam should go first to ruku' and then ma'mumin go to ruku' after him. Imam should go to sajda and ma'mumin will go to sajda. Imam should sit from sajda, then ma'mumin sit from sajda. Imam should stand first and ma'mumin should follow him in standing. Now if somebody goes to ruku' before the Imam goes to ruku' or before Imam goes to sujood, and he does that intentionally, he's in hurry or whatever things, and he does it intentionally, then his prayer is right, but he has committed a sin because he should follow the Imam and he has not followed Imam of the Jama'at. So he should not do that. But his prayer is all right. Issue 296.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you stand and he saw, he see Imam still in ruku', if you think that Imam is still will continue, then he has to go back to ruku' again. And his prayer is alright. But now if you think that Imam is going to raise his head from ruku', if he goes to ruku', he may not reach the Imam, then he may stand till Imam stands and then try to be after the Imam in the following actions. Issue 296, if forgetfully one moves to ruku' before the Imam, the essential ihtiyat is to stand and move to the ruku' with the Imam. Now here, if one forgetfully, not intentionally, if he goes to ruku' and he thought that Imam is going to ruku', maybe in second rak'at, Imam says Allahu Akbar for qunut, he thought Imam is going for ruku', he went to ruku', and then he realized that Imam is still standing, then for essential ihtiyat he has to stand and move, he has to stand and then move to ruku' after the Imam goes to ruku'. And if one forgetfully moves to sajda before the Imam, the essential ihtiyat is to return to sitting and move to sajda with the Imam. With means here after. I mean, with him means after the Imam, not before the Imam. And if intentionally one does not return, one has committed a sin, but the prayer is sahih. So if somebody goes to ruku' by mistake, forgetfully, or goes to sujood, and then he realizes that Imam is still standing or is sitting before going to sujood, then it is his duty to stand from his ruku' and then go to ruku' after the Imam goes to ruku' or goes to sujood after the Imam. But if he continued his ruku', waiting for the Imam to do his ruku', or if he was in sujood, he continued his sujood till Imam joined him, then he has committed a sin, but his prayer is sahih. And an additional sajda in this issue and the additional ruku' in the previous issue are not problem. So this additional sujood or ruku' is not making any problem for his prayer. His prayer is sahih. Issue 297, if when the Imam is engaged in qira'at, one intentionally moves to ruku', then one's prayer is batil. And if the move to ruku' was through forgetfulness, it is wajib to return to qiyam and move to the ruku' with the Imam. And if one does not return, the essential ihtiyat is to complete the prayer and then repeat it. So here, the condition is not Imam while standing. Imam, when the Imam is engaged in qira'at, is still reading Alhamd or Qulhu Allahu Ahad, and one intentionally moves to ruku', then here, his, because Imam is still in the previous action, so he has his prayer is batil. And if it was by mistake, then he has to stand and istiab to complete the prayer and repeat it again. You see here, according to Ayatollah Al-Faygani, he says Ma'mum, other than the Qira'at, I mean Qira'at maybe in Qunut, for example, Imam is reciting one Qunut, you may recite the same, or recite some another dua is okay, or Imam is saying Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim wa bihamdih, you may say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. In Dhikr, is different, but about, as I said, the actions of the prayer.
Following means either with the Imam or after the Imam, little while. With af'al, with action, is wajib, but with aqwal, with sayings, or dhikr is not wajib. So the mutaba'a of the Imam, to follow the Imam to be with him or little after him, with actions is wajib. But through the sayings of the Imam or recitations, is not wajib.
Now, upon the call, the saying, what about takbirat al-ihram? Does it have the same? Because that is saying, you know. Say no, takbirat al-ihram, because Imam has not started the prayer. So accept takbirat al-ihram. In other things, it is okay to say it before the Imam. But this is in case that you do not hear the Imam. Now, if you hear the voice of the Imam, or you know that when Imam is going to recite his dhikr, then it is mustahab not to say your dhikr before the Imam. It is ihtiyat, mustahab, not wajib. So now if somebody intentionally is not doing mutaba'a bil af'al, af'al like ruku', like sujood, like raising head from ruku' or raising head from sujood or going back to sujood, these are actions. So intentionally, if somebody does the actions before the Imam, so here, first he has done a sin, secondly, an obligatory precaution, ihtiyat, he should complete the prayer and should pray again. No, forgetfulness is okay. Yes, it is wajib to return to Qiyam and his prayer is alright. If one does not return, then, well, if he does not, it is his duty to return to Qiyam. So if he does not return, then it becomes essential ihtiyat to complete the prayer and then repeat it. Maybe the prayer is right, but maybe it is not. So here comes ihtiyat. So he has to complete the prayer and then repeat the prayer. Issue 298. If before having recited the wajib dhikr, one intentionally raises one's head from ruku' or sajda before the Imam does, then one's prayer is batil. Now, if before the wajib dhikr, the wajib dhikr is wajib for ruku' and wajib for sujood. Now, without dhikr, if he raises his head from ruku', he cannot go back again to join the Imam because it was not by mistake, it was intentionally done. And intentionally he missed the wajib dhikr. So his prayer naturally is baatil. Issue 299. If the ma'moom has joined the imam in the third or fourth rak'at, he must recite the surah Hamd and the other surah, and if due to the imam moving to ruku' he does not have the opportunity to recite the other surah, then he does not recite the other surah and satisfies himself only with the surah Hamd and joins the imam in ruku'. And if due to reciting just the surah Hamd he does not join the imam in ruku', it is essential for him to complete Surah Hamd, perform the ruku' and join the imam in sajda, and his prayer is correct. Now we said if somebody joined the imam in first and second rak'at, then he can say Allahu Akbar and he can go right away to ruku' if imam is in ruku'. If imam is standing, he can say Allahu Akbar and keep silent. It is wajib only for imam to do the qira'at in first and second rak'at. And then when imam goes to ruku', he goes to ruku' with imam, or if imam does qunut, even if someone is in the first rak'at and imam in second rak'at, he will do qunut as well, just to follow the imam, even if it is his first rak'at. But now if the imam is in third rak'at or fourth rak'at, and someone, his rak'at is the second one. If he joined the imam in second rak'at, it is his first. Then imam goes to third, now become his second. His second, now he has to recite. Imam recites Subhaniyat, then one has to recite Hamd and Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Hamd and one surah. Now if imam goes to ruku' and he thinks that if he completes the surah, imam will raise his head from ruku', then surah al-hamd is sufficient. So only hamd and no need for another surah, qul huwallahu ahad. Or if somebody joined the jama'at while imam is standing in third or fourth rak'at, he just came and he found imam standing doing subhaniyat, he can say Allahu Akbar while the imam is standing. Then, because imam is in third rak'at, he is in the first rak'at, he has to recite hamd and one surah. Or at least hamd if he cannot reach the imam while imam is in ruku'. But then it might happen that probably he came, and instead of waiting for imam to go to ruku', then no need to recite hamd and Allah had. If imam is in ruku', then no need to recite. You can say Allahu Akbar, has takbirat ihram, and right away go to ruku' to join the imam, if the imam is in ruku'. Even if it is third or fourth rak'at. If the imam is in ruku', you can join him right away. Just say, Allahu Akbar of takbirat al-ihram, stand a little to be qiyam, and then before ruku', and then go to ruku' right away.
Then
you just follow the imam. After ruku', the sujood, you can follow. But this issue is while standing. If the imam is standing and he is in third or fourth rak'at, and if you join jama'at while the imam is standing, then it becomes wajib for you, because imam in third or fourth, then qira'at is wajib for you. Qira'at is not wajib in first and second, but in third and fourth qira'at is wajib. Now if the imam is third and fourth and you say Allahu Akbar, then you have to recite hamd and qul huwallahu ahad, or at least hamd, if you can reach, cannot reach ruku'. Now the question here comes, that if you at the middle of hamd and you found imam is going to complete his ruku', what surah you can omit the surah, but hamd you cannot omit surah al-hamd, then you have to read all al-hamd. Now if imam raised his head from ruku' before you complete hamd, what will happen? Whether your jama'at is batil, it will be farada, or you cut surah al-hamd, or what to do? He said, no, jama'at is not batil, and you don't need to, you cannot cut surah al-hamd at the middle, but you complete surah al-hamd, and you go to ruku' and then go and join the imam while the imam is in sujood. Though there is little gap between you and the imam, but still that gap is forgiven. Because the imam stands from ruku' and imam goes to sujood. You are still standing. So there is a gap between you and the imam, but still, because you have to complete Surah Al-Hamd, this gap is forgiven and you can complete Surah Al-Hamd alone. Go to ruku' and from ruku' you go to sujood and join the imam while in sujood. I hope it's clear. Issue 300. If one arrives at the jama'at while it is in the third or fourth rak'at, one can wait until the imam has moved to ruku' and then join the jama'at. So this is one, the easiest. If imam is in third or fourth rak'at and one reached the jama'at, he can wait till imam goes to ruku' and then he says Allahu Akbar takbiratul ihram while imam is in ruku', not before imam goes to ruku', not after imam raises his head from ruku'. While imam reach ruku', he can say Allahu Akbar takbiratul ihram, wait for 1-2 seconds and then go to ruku'. So that is right. But if one joins the jama'at before the imam has moved to ruku', even if the imam is standing, you want to say Allahu Akbar, which is mustahab, and go to ruku'. But if the imam is standing and you join him, then one must ask in the way stated in the previous issue, meaning he has to recite Surah Al-Hamd, at least. And if one knows that he will not be able to complete the Surah Al-Hamd, the ihtiyat is not to join until the imam has moved to ruku'. Now if you think that imam is at the end of Subhaniyat and you will not be able to complete Surah Al-Hamd, from the beginning you know it, so the ihtiyat here, you should not join the jama'at until imam goes to ruku'. Of course the previous one, it was not that one knows, one thinks that he will be able to complete, but then later on discover that imam, for example, is reciting very quickly and he finished ruku' quickly. But if in advance you know that imam is at the end and your qira'at is quiet, for example, or slow, and you cannot raise, then in your ihtiyat you should not join jama'at till imam goes to ruku'. When imam goes to ruku', you can join jama'at right away. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.